This is Great FM, a podcast series by Great HR. Produced by Timber Media.
It really has been a great year, hasn't it? As we've made our way through 2024, you know, we've talked about pretty much everything there is to talk about on Great FM, from how employee rewards are transforming at the very beginning of the year to HR's continuous evolution, a more recent conversation that we've had on the podcast. The past 12 months have given us the chance to spark, I think, conversation around some of the burning questions that this dynamic field of HR constantly throws up. In fact, you know, I think it's a good time to take a moment to thank all of you, the speakers and listeners who've helped take our podcast to new heights this year. We've reached new milestones, achieved new things, but I think the biggest measure of success for us is just being able to keep that conversation alive. And it's your support that makes it happen. So thank you very, very much. And at this point, let me also say hello in case you hadn't noticed. It's me, Ahalya, keeping you company on Great FM today. Now, before we close the chapter on 2024, we do really have to set the stage for the big 25, right? So let's look at what lies ahead, exciting developments that everyone is keeping their eye on, and lots more. To help us unpack all of this is Devika Valsaraj, recently appointed as Head of Talent and Culture at a UAE-based holding entity with a presence across the UAE and KSA. Devika brings a wealth of experience to drive transformative workforce strategies. In her role, she is responsible for the talent initiatives for a diverse portfolio of companies that includes Skywave Technologies, Recce Construction, Talent Blueprint, fostering a culture of innovation and inclusivity. Thank you very much for being with us on this year ender, Devika. Excited to really close the chapter on 2024, but also, like I said, set the stage for the year ahead.
It's a pleasure to be here on this very famous podcast, Ahalya. I think you're doing a great job, and what a way to end the year.
I couldn't agree more, and thank you for your kind words right at the beginning. Always fills us up with good energy. So, you know, I think before we really move into the future, it's important to give 2024 a little bit of attention that it, you know, I mean, it's due credit, right? So it definitely kept us on our toes, I think, just in life in general, but also specific to the HR field. So when you look at the year gone by, what do you think were like the top five developments that have really changed the field of HR completely?
It would be difficult to say that it's only five, because there's quite a few that have popped up in different parts of the world. But where I'm operating, I can say AI has completely revolutionized the way we do work in general, not just HR, but how we show up, how we craft products, how we deliver value for the end user, the clients. So I think AI is that biggest disruptor that has come in. It's made us do a lot more homework as well in terms of what kind of roles need to be there for the future. How can we upskill our people? How can we ensure that we're moving with the beat of the times and providing value, minimizing costs, but at the same time, not losing the focus on having that human value contribution. So one would be AI. Mm-hmm. The other bit, this was published as well, in terms of skill-based hiring. It's all the rage across the globe. I believe 76% of employers interviewed have been talking about looking at more focus on hiring for skills versus traditional qualifications. Being from this region, is it practical, given that there are visa quotas, etc., which are linked to qualifications? I'm not sure how practical it is in terms of implementation, but it has changed the game. It has opened up avenues for us to tap into talent. And I think that's a very good evolution, as you mentioned earlier. But there's a lot of work to do on that front. And another big piece, and I think this is something that has come through post 2020, but it's still something that we are all focusing on. And I'm sure my colleagues in the HR space would agree, would be workplace well-being, mental health, and how we are deploying different tools to help and support our talent. So be it remote work or being in regions which are impacted due to various geopolitical changes, especially for us in West Asia or in the European markets, where things are not necessarily the same as it used to be. People are grappling with a lot of change, disruption, increase in cost of living and how can we support as HR practitioners. So one would be from the mental health perspective. The other bit would be in reviewing in terms of cost of living, equity. Another key theme has been the D&I piece. How are we making sure that we are moving beyond just lip service and ensuring that it's measurable? How can we link that to leadership KPIs as well so that it's actually implemented? But at the same time, leaders take it up upon themselves to ensure that they're listening to diverse voices in the boardroom, within the feedback, in terms of garnering ideas as well. But at the same time, I would look at how it's not just a tick box exercise or a token system, but making sure, again, because in this region, again, we are very lucky. We have over 200 nationalities living and operating out of here. But how can we make sure that we're truly diverse as an organization when it comes to how we go about doing business? So that's something that has also shaped how we show up at work.
Amazing, Devika. I mean, a very comprehensive overview, I think, of the developments that we've seen in 2024. But as we move into the new year, I'd also like to ask you, I think when we started 2024, the buzz around AI and data and tech was so high that we kind of just ran with the theme, right? But when you look at 2025, what do you think the theme for that year in HR is going to be?
Well, I believe that we cannot talk about 2025 without thinking about the impact of AI. So I would put it as hyper-personalization. Just because we have access to that data, how are we enabling employee experiences which are more customized to who that individual employee is? Because at the end of the day, that's what they are also being bombarded with when it comes to other tech, not necessarily at work, outside of work. But if we want to have a pull strategy versus a push, it's very important for us to also see how we can make it more personalized for them. So if they are interacting with their dashboard, is it customized to their language settings, their nuances? And I think that that's exciting for me because then work becomes more meaningful. It's not just a rudimentary check-in and check-out, but it's an interaction and AI evolves to be that partner that can help make that possible for organizations.
That's a great way of putting it, the impact of AI and sort of seeing how that will really open up more possibilities and opportunities. And speaking of, what do you think are going to be three major areas of progress that you see coming up in 2025 that you are personally quite excited by and that people should keep an eye on?
So coming back to employee experience, as HR practitioners, we are always looking at ways how we can move away from the transactional nature of some of the things that we do and instead look at how we can make it more seamless for an employee to be selected, interviewed, offered, onboarded, and so on and so forth. So just making sure that that journey is more seamless. And if there are opportunities for us to simplify it and to make it more personalized, that'd be great. The other bit would be how we can support leadership teams in working with Gen Zs. And this is a use case that I keep seeing very often in the business where, yes, our older Gen Xs and the older millennials come with experience, but it's the Gen Zs that are helping us shape our product strategy, our go-to-market strategy, because they represent the biggest quantum of the segment that we are targeting as well in the future. So how are they able to manage Gen Zs? And if there are prompts, if there are tools that are out there that can help them do this in a more pragmatic way when it comes to appraisals, coaching, feedback, and looking at again succession planning. If you're looking at talent management as well, where do these people fit into the overall structure of the organization? How can we help leaders become better mentors of Gen Zs and Gen Alphas? I think that's something that I'm excited about, and I feel that's coming. There are certain tools already out there that help us predict people at flight risk or even look at engagement trends to be able to identify nuances where leaders can start their interventions proactively versus more from a postmortem perspective when it's too late. So that's an opportunity, and I believe we need to be focusing on that for 2025.
Nice. Okay. And you know, we are big fans of the flip side on Great FM. So I'm gonna throw that at you as well now, which is, you know, while we make all of this progress and there's so many exciting opportunities out there, those also always come with their concerns and, you know, there might be a little bit of fallout, right? So what are some major areas of concern or problem solving really that you think HR professionals need to be putting their minds to in 2025? Anything you think is, you know, probably just about to make its way to us?
Well, that's a very good question, actually, Ahalya. And I think it's not just HR, it's leadership teams in general that need to take that ownership. Because with tech, I think the biggest piece is on the whole ethical regulation of it all. And how are we making sure that we are putting those gatekeeping and control measures in place while deploying tech to ensure that, firstly, we're not losing that human element, but more so in terms of forward thinking or future planning as to what could be the potential fallout if information falls in the wrong hands. So how are we making sure that that's done properly? And on another aspect, with all this information that we are gathering, are we doing due justice to our employees as well and not hyper monitoring their productivity? So there's a fine balance that we need to strike, and I'm not sure whether we've reached there yet. And there's a lot of work going on in the background, but I do believe there's still more focus and more conversations that are needed to ensure that we are towing that line clearly in terms of how we strike the balance. That's one piece. Another perennial piece that's been under the spotlight post 2020 is the mental health piece. And with more tech, with more stresses on our people, on a very highly stimulated or overstimulated generation. How are we addressing that as organizations? How are we protecting our people from employee burnout? How are we ensuring that we are empowering our people to live more balanced lives? And I know a lot of people would say that it sounds a lot like fluff, but it is our responsibility when we are talent enablers to ensure that our talent remain healthy and focused, and at the same time able to unlock their best by being able to stay grounded and balanced. So how are we able to provide that peace in terms of work structures, reporting systems or mechanisms, enabling them with the right tools so that they're not draining out their energy in duplicated processes or time-consuming tech, but they're focusing their energies on helping the business move forward, helping our clients and customers, but at the same time protecting their well-being. I think that that's super important. And lastly, I think this is going to be there always, is how we retain the best of the best in the organization. Yes, there's a lot of talent coming in, but how do we remain competitive and attractive for the best talent out there?
Absolutely. You know, the last point really resonates with me. I think we're seeing so much change in the talent space and a lot of new strategies that need to be implemented, right, to keep up with the evolving landscape. Let's bring the focus a little bit onto the HR professionals themselves. So many of them listening to our podcast, hopefully, this could be a good way to spend your New Year, people. But what are some of the top skills that HR professionals need to possess, you know, moving into 2025? It's always something that we ask ourselves, right?
That's true. And something that I invested a lot with my leadership teams as well this year. And I see this very relevant for HR folk, and it's emotional intelligence. I do feel that we have quite a bit of an advantage in that space, because if you are in this field, you are more attuned to your EQ of sorts. But how can you refine that, especially when you're navigating a highly complex, disrupted ecosystem when it comes to changing market dynamics, different types of generational workforces entering into the ecosystem as well? So how are we able to manage ourselves, be more self-aware, and at the same time be able to build that credibility to coach and guide leaders to do better and to also start focusing on their EQ? So it's no longer about the IQ alone, but it's also about how they're navigating the EQ space. So that's one piece. Apart from that, of course, data is available. AI is making it easier for us to consume that information more meaningfully. But again, how are you refining your critical thinking skills, your business acumen to support the way you're building cases or business justifications for your leadership teams to push for the right initiatives and changes that HR needs to take a lead on? And I see that's a skill that's still something that is in need of time investment. So read up. It's not just about the human psychology. It's also about the numbers and the bottom line. So how are you able to understand both nuances and deliver insights to your leaders to push for the right things? And I would also say that with all this tech, being digitally fluent is a given. And you cannot have an HR practitioner say that I do not like to work with tech. It's there. It is already a part of our lives. Social media is part of our lives. Podcasts, in fact, is here to stay. And probably it's going to evolve even further. So consume it, be comfortable with it, and lead with it, especially when you're talking to talent, when you're working on your employer branding strategies. So that's a big piece. And a couple of things on change management, cultural competence. I would say that, again, a globalized workforce means that you need to be able to understand where they are coming from, not just from an EQ perspective, but from a cultural perspective, how to work with them and get the best out of them. And with that, how to deploy change effectively, how to deploy communication cadences, your space, Ahalya, effectively the right outcomes. So that's what I would say is your New Year's resolution, HR folks, when it comes to skills and upskilling.
Love that, Devika. Thank you for, putting podcasts there in the mix with all of it. I think we have seen ourselves, the entire Great FM team really see how this medium can spark conversations and also engage people, right? And if it can be used as a tool for learning, then why not? But a lot of other very important areas of, I think, upskilling and learning that lie ahead for all of us. In fact, emotional intelligence, I'm so glad that you brought this up because we did have a conversation about it, and please, for anyone who's missed that episode, go check it out. But it is such a fascinating aspect of being an HR professional. So, when we look back at 2024, I think end of year is always great, Devika, for reflections as well, right? So, being someone in the HR industry, what do you think are the challenges that we have successfully overcome this past year that you'd like to just give a little pat on our collective back for?
Well, I'm not sure whether we've successfully crossed that piece because different regions, they have different levels of overcoming some of these challenges. But I think overall, compared to 2020, we are doing far better when it comes to remote work or even considering hybrid work. The resistance has reduced a little bit when it comes to senior leaders and how they view people working remotely. Have we completely changed the way people perceive remote work? I don't think so, but we're making strides. In 2024, I'd like to end the year saying that there's more trust that has been built up thanks to good tech as well available out there. We are meeting spaces as well, and we are learning for facilities or simulations that have helped move things along to help bridge the gap of the physical space. But that's one piece that I feel has moved a lot more. And then, of course, the thing that we've been talking about has started this podcast as well on AI and being skeptical about how AI would be able to change the game. We've seen it. We didn't have a choice. It's come in, it's disrupted everything that we do. And whoever I speak to, including my team, everyone's using ChatGPT. So it's not about being a skeptic anymore. It's about experimenting, iterating it to see how well you're able to use it, how responsibly you are able to use it. But yeah, I think we moved beyond that space where people were worried about AI replacing them. It's now about how you're able to harness AI. And the other piece is compared to the couple of years and 2024, we are more conscious about mental health, and we've been talking a lot more globally as well as within our organizations and supporting our people, giving them the right tools to help manage that. And even the HR teams themselves in ensuring that they're protecting their mental well-being. So I think that's a conversation that has begun and it's more louder, and we are looking after our own people.
Thank you so much for shining a light on that and bringing that up. I think, there'll be so many conversations that we can have in 2025, taking from the insights we've received today, Devika. And also a good thing, right, for us to reflect on things that have gone right, because I think it's important to hold those moments close to our chest. And as
Yes.
we reach the end of the conversation, it's been a wonderful one, thanks to you. But I do want to ask you, personally, what are you the most excited for in 2025, both in the HR industry as well as a professional in the industry?
Ahalya, 2025 is going to be very exciting. I think there's a lot of things happening geopolitically as well. So we need to watch and pivot as things come up in the global center stage. But personally, for me, I've taken up a new role. I'm focusing on ensuring that we have the right enablers for our people to give their best at work. I'm personally exploring the skill-based hiring practice as well and how we can implement that without going too off when it comes to our visa regulation aspects. But that's an exciting space. I personally love talent development as well. And that's one piece that I will be looking at in terms of what kind of tools are out there as well that can help us bridge that gap in terms of assessing competencies and guiding not only employees, but their leaders as well in skill-based coaching and development. So that's something that excites me for 2025.
Amazing. Well, I hope that, it all plays out very well, Devika, and I have to thank you so much for being with us on this year-end special and wishing you a very happy new year.
Thank you, Ahalya. I wish you the same. It was a lovely conversation, and I look forward to many more in the future. So I wish you a
Absolutely.
wonderful year to you and to the team at Great HR.
Everyone, once again, thank you so much for tuning in to, the episodes every single month, for making Great FM what it is. I know it sounds cliche and it always sounds very cheesy, but there's no better way to put it than to say that you are literally, quite literally, a part of this and the reason for us being able to have these conversations. So it's like the best cycle and we must keep it going. Wishing all of you out there who are listening today and maybe in 2025 a very happy new year. We're going to keep bringing you answers to the burning questions to the best of our ability. And very excited for what lies ahead in 2025. So hop on and enjoy the ride with us. But in the meantime, stay safe and stay happy.
This is Great FM, a podcast series by Great HR, produced by Timber Media.